This is Christmas Forever, The Inn at Sunset Harbour, Book 8, written by Sophie Love, narrated by Katie Silverthorne. Chapter 1. Dr. Arkwright smiled at Emily and removed the measuring tape from around her belly. "I can confirm your due date will be December 13th, she said. "You're 37 weeks now, an officially full term." Emily looked at Daniel and grinned. It was so exciting to know that in just 3 weeks, baby Charlotte would be joining them. They all sat back down in their seats and Dr. Arkwright continued. "No more flying," she told Emily. "So if you were planning a baby moon, I'm afraid you won't be able to do so abroad." "Baby moon?" Emily laughed. "I've never even heard of that." The doctor chuckled back. "It's all the rage these days. I have mums and dads-to-be planning lavish baby moons because they know it's their last chance." Emily found the idea amusing. With everything going on at the inn, it was very unlikely they'd be able to find the time, not to mention the money, should they even want to go on vacation. The doctor clapped her hands. "We're all done here." "Great," Emily said, hopping down from the seat. "Oh, I almost forgot. I have something for you." She reached in her purse and pulled out Roman's latest album. He'd been delighted to sign it for the doctor, though thoroughly amused at the same time. Dr. Arkwright saw what Emily was holding and turned a shade of crimson. She took it hurriedly. "Thanks so much," she whispered. Emily and Daniel left the surgery and headed out to the parking lot. For the Monday after Thanksgiving, the weather was remarkably warm. "What are the chances of us missing snow this year?" Emily asked Daniel as she reached the pickup truck. "Honestly, I can't imagine a Christmas without it," he said. "I'm sure the weather will turn soon enough." They both got into the truck.
"It's been kind of useful," Emily added. "Think how much more work we've been able to get done at the island thanks to the weather."
Daniel turned his key in the ignition and the old truck juddered to life.
"I know," he said as he began reversing out of his parking space. "We're ahead of schedule, and considering we need everything done by April, that's a very good thing."
Emily thought about how the island had already been booked up, months in advance, before even the roof was on the cabins.
"How are Stu, Clyde and Evan getting along?" she asked him.
"Absolutely fine," he told her. "I didn't know they had it in them. I always thought they were lazy."
Emily laughed, but kept her own thoughts about Daniel's friends to herself. She'd grown fond of them over the weeks they'd been working for board and food, but that initial impression of them was going to be hard to shake.
"Well, I'm glad they're working hard," she told Daniel. "We desperately need the income from the island if things carry on the way they're going."
Daniel glanced across at her to the passenger seat.
"Is it really that bad?"
Emily grimaced.
"Yes, unfortunately. We've not had any reservations come in for the winter. In fact, there's no one coming until March. Not in the carriage house, Trevor's house, or the main inn. I've had to cut everyone's shifts as well. It's just Lois and Parker doing some select shifts. Vanessa and Marnie have agreed to take the whole winter off, but Matthew's not thrilled by the cutbacks. He's trying to save up for a new car. I feel awful. Luckily, the restaurant's still getting lots of bookings, so Harry's giving him some work there. The spa's still popular, so between the two of them, they should tide us over. But it's going to be a tight few months." The timing was either a blessing or a curse. A blessing because it would give Emily the time to spend with her newborn, but a curse because newborns were expensive and the last thing she wanted to be doing was worrying about money.
"It won't," Daniel told her with determination. "I'll get my wood shop up and running before the new year if I have to. You and baby Charlotte will get everything you need. I promise you."
Emily smiled and rubbed her round stomach. Daniel was so focused on providing them with the best life possible. It made her so happy. She was so lucky to have him in her life. She just hoped he didn't burn himself out working too hard. It was always a balancing act with Daniel, and he often came down on the wrong side.
"Maybe we should try to get Amy to have her wedding at the inn, like she was planning on with Fraser," Emily suggested.
Daniel barked out his laughter as if he'd never heard anything so ludicrous.
"I highly doubt she'd want to after last time. It would surely bring up some unpleasant memories. And why would Harry want to get married in the place he worked?"
He shook his head, thoroughly amused.
"It's a shame, though. Maybe you can convince another of your rich friends to get married this year.
What about Jane?"
"Absolutely not," Emily replied.
"Jane is not the marrying type." But his suggestion did get her thinking. As they settled into a comfortable silence, Emily tried to imagine